Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, and whenever you're listening to this. My name is Willie Lawson, and this is the Fight Back Media 2020 Wrap. We're just going to talk about some things here. At the end of the week, we are at the end of the week. It is 11:47 on July 25th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. Again, thank you ever so much for all your support this week. You know, a lot of you are listening to this. You know, what we wanted to do was we wanted to make sure that these podcasts and videos get out to as many people as humanly possible. I believe that Spreaker is making sure that we're getting to almost a dozen other websites, almost a dozen other places to find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeart.com, CastBox, Deezer, all sorts of weird offshoots, you betcha. Up to 10, iTunes especially. And what we also do is that we're also putting these particular programs on the RSS feed for our Real Talk station on Blog Talk Radio. So you may have heard this, or you may be hearing this on Blog Talk Radio. You go to our archives there, and this is where it's originating, which is why the audio is so good. But that's neither here nor there, and you ain't heard that from me. So we are doing our very best to get to expand this platform as much as we can. So in that, we are still looking for some title sponsors, title sponsorship. We have two available, 2 6-month contracts for $500 a month, that's $3,000 total, to help us. And basically it's to help us expand. It's help us to buy ads, and it's helped us to buy Facebook ads and Twitter ads and be able to advertise on Instagram and all the platforms, because you know what, we're just to the point where, you know, we're running out of time. We got almost just 102 days left, 101 days, something like that, left before the November election. And our message is, it's about the presidential election for sure, but it's about everything else as well. Let's not get sucked into, if we do this one thing, everything will be okay. And I think that a lot of people are there. A lot of people are, if we can just do this one thing, everything else will fall into place. No. There's lots of moving parts of this mess, and we're going to talk about some of these moving parts today. we've got mayors gone wild. some of these mayors have, I don't know, are enjoying their little fiefdoms. They're enjoying the notoriety, I believe, and they're enjoying the power. They are, some of them are absolutely drunk with power. Mayor Jane Castor of Tampa quoted as saying, even if the science is 100% wrong, it's just a mask. Wear it. I'm really not sure where we elected her Queen, Lord, God of Tampa, and that she could just talk to me like I'm some child. I just don't know where she gets off doing that. Where she feels so empowered that she can address the citizenry of Tampa, Florida in such a manner. Even if I'm wrong, just do it anyway. No. No. That's not how it works. No. Isn't how it works. So now we have the mayor of Seattle, and we saw how that whole worked, that whole thing is working out. We have the mayor of Seattle who was responsible for allowing Chaz, who's that Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and then they changed to CHOP. I'm not sure what that meant. Capitol Hill something. Oz of Miscreants. I'm not sure what that meant. And she called that was, that it was probably going to be the summer of love. Well, until that summer of love showed up in her front, you know what, in her front yard, and two people were killed in the Chaz, where what happened was it became sort of this, what do they call it? What was that movie? It became Thunderdome. It became freaking Thunderdome. Interesting, they had a border that was guarded. They built a barrier. You had to have ID to get in and get out. They were, and if you weren't a, quote, resident, you were followed. Your everything you did was recorded. Approved or disapproved. People you could talk to. Things you could talk about. Didn't seem very autonomous to me. And the mayor called it was going to be the summer of love. And basically said to Washington, D.C., no, you may not send troops to my city. Even after reports came out that there were rapes and robberies and even murder in the opportunity zone. I mean, in the autonomous zone. And then we've got the idiot. And I know that Officer Tatum referred to I guess, Mayor Wheeler as an idiot in his recent video. And trust me, I'm not trying to vibe on what they're doing over there. I'm not. But like Tatum, I was like, I don't know of any other word. I just don't know of any other word that makes as much sense. It is freaking amazing. It is absolutely, positively amazing. I'm thunderstruck, frankly. Thunderstruck that this dude can be this dude. How? I mean, how? So he decides to go out and be in solidarity with the protesters, right? After and enduring that, disobeying an order to disperse, a legal order to disperse, gets gassed, and then when trying to find his way back into the office building, gets pelted with rocks and bottles and spit by the same protesters he just, quote, stood in solidarity with. If there's one thing about all of this that I'm not happy with, is how right we were at Fight Back Media when it all started. When we all said, when everybody here at Fight Back Media said, this is nothing to do with George Floyd. I did a video that said, I ain't buying it. And you can look that up on YouTube in the Fight Back Media library. I ain't buying it. I wasn't buying any of it then. None of the things you saw, none of the burning and none of the looting had a damn thing to do with George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery or Breonna Taylor. And some of you that are still holding on to for dear life with that narrative, either you're intentionally deceiving yourselves, you're a friggin' moron, or you have such TDS that you will never be healthy again. That you will simply never be healthy again. You will never be able to think clearly again in your life. That your case of Trump deranged syndrome is so intense that you will see everything for the rest of your life through that lens. When they run out of chicken nuggets, you will be able to do the gymnastic mental leaps to blame Donald Trump and why he should be impeached. Even after the end of a successful term, it won't matter to you. If you're that person, if you can attach what's happening now in Portland, what's happening in Chicago, what's happened in Seattle, what's happened in other places around the country, in Atlanta, if you can attach that, New York, if you can attach that to Donald Trump, you may never recover. You may need counseling for the rest of your life. Because I'm going to tell you now, because we said this before, here at Fight Back Media, we said this before, this ain't got a damn thing to do with George Floyd. This doesn't have a damn thing to do with police brutality. This has not a damn thing to do with Black Lives Matter. The concept of Black Lives Matter. Zero to do with that. And what you're seeing, never did. It never did. Now, there may have been some well-intentioned protesters, community activists, who were concerned with the things they were actually saying they were concerned with. But it didn't take long, and it wasn't going to take long, for all of that to get co-opted. Because Black Lives Matter had been around since the last election cycle and was just sitting there like a snake in the grass waiting for its next opportunity. When it really couldn't act all that well on the Ahmaud Arbery case because those idiots weren't law enforcement, they were just idiots. The George Floyd case simply presented too much opportunity. It was too easy. Almost too easy. Almost too easy.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
So I think that we need to, you know, do some forensics and do some follow-up. Watch what happens to Derek Chauvin's family going forward. Seemed almost too easy. That it was going to spark off some trouble in a city that was really already experiencing some trouble in that area. Seemed almost too convenient that it would happen in a place like Minneapolis. Almost too convenient. But it became a sparking place. And in almost no time, literally within a couple of days, within a few hours, there were violent protests all over the country, even here in my happy hamlet of Tampa, Florida. Just a 30-minute ride away from God's waiting room in St. Petersburg. Even in my happy little southern hamlet here, there were not just marches, there were violent protests, violent riots. A gasoline station, maybe, I don't know, three or four minutes from here, four or five minutes from here, protesters tried to burn it to the ground. First of all, it's a damn gas station, y'all. Do you know what's under a gas station? Do any of these idiots know what's under a gas station? Any gas station that you've ever been to? Monstrous tanks of gasoline. Which, if you haven't heard, if you didn't do well in school, or if you were stuck in a failing public school, is flammable. Was that flammable? Was that one of your vocab words? Flammable? That flammable means like it could catch fire, it could explode, that kind of thing. So when you try to burn down a gas station, the danger can be really real that you could get something that could injure a lot of people, including the protesters. Well, praise the Lord, that didn't happen. Could have. But in any case, these protests happened these protests became organized in just a number of hours all over the country. That gave me immediate reason to go, wait. This doesn't have anything to do with George Floyd, does it? You know, and we caught some grief here on Fight Back Media. We caught some grief about that, especially from some of my personal friends, and strangely enough, my white personal friends. I did a program on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can look for talks about the most dangerous person in the black community has to fear, really, is the white liberal. The white liberal is the biggest encumberment to the black community since slavery. The white liberal is the biggest encumberment to progress in the black community since slavery. And they prove it every day. I may prove it every day. We see what happens. Again, in Seattle, we see what happens in Portland. And unfortunately, now we've seen it happen even in Chicago. Chicago was struggling with wanton violence to start with. And Mayor Littlefoot has basically challenged Trump, saying that she wouldn't allow Trump's troops, they're referred to as the National Guard, Mayor Littlefoot, the National Guard, not Trump's troops, to come into Chicago and, her words, terrorize its citizens. Now, minutes later, after that tweet, there was a shooting at a funeral where a black SUV rolled up on attendees at the funeral, started popping off rounds. Some of the attendees were strapped and started returning fire. This is at a funeral in Chicago. All hell's breaking loose there. And the mayor's like, huh? So you have Nancy Pelosi, when asked about these things, she says, these tearing down of statues and these riots, she says simply, people will do what they do. Again, the most dangerous person to the black community and the success of the black community are white liberals. Just saying. I know y'all don't like it. I know you don't like it. Unfortunately, it happens to be the truth. It happens to be the God's honest truth. And that is the sad. And that, for me, is the saddest thing. That is obvious. Just well and just way beyond sad. So what the president has decided to do is he's decided that he has the constitutional authority to send in federal troops to protect federal property. When the protesters, when Antifa and the Marxist and anarchist were trying to have been attacking the federal courthouse in Portland for days, not only trying to destroy the property, but probably hurt, maybe kill the people who work there, who are federal employees. The president has a responsibility and the ability to protect that property. As Jim Acosta found out, when Kelly McElhaney basically read him the U.S. Code, he's such a dumbass. And the thing is, if I could take go on a very short rabbit trail, it isn't like he's dumb. He knew. He just thought that he could push her around. He was wrong. So the president's response is just that. The president's response is that they can go in and they can use federal troops, for all lack of better terms, National Guard for the most part. He could deputize Secret Service. He could deputize any number of other federal law enforcement to go into these cities and protect federal property. And it's doing just that. And it's doing just that.
After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke. and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
It's crazy, ain't it? Something else we've been dealing with all week. You know, and I've been saying this, and all everybody here at Fightback Media have been saying this. COVID-19 is probably not going away anytime soon, and it's not going away anytime soon because of the lethality of the virus. The national lethality of the virus as of yesterday was 3.57% of those that they say have contracted the virus who have succumbed to it. Not that we can trust any of these numbers, because more and more stories are leaking out. Now, these are all anecdotal. I understand there. So don't get all stupid. Start commenting stupid crap. But more and more stories are showing up where somebody dies in a motorcycle accident and ends up being a COVID death. Well, there's a reason for that. Because COVID-19 has turned into an industry. It's turned into an industry. And for it to have its full effect, people need to be afraid. You have to be scared of it. You have to be afraid that it's going to kill you or going to kill somebody you love. And I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again this evening. If cancer didn't kill people, you wouldn't care. Did you hear what I said? If cancer didn't kill people, you just wouldn't care. You wouldn't care as much as you do. Now think about all the things that wouldn't exist if cancer didn't kill people. If breast cancer didn't kill your mom. Think about all of the cancer prevention, cancer hospitals, cancer treatment centers, cancer support systems, all the cancer walks, all the American Cancer Society, and on and on and on and on and on, would not exist if cancer didn't kill people. And there was and if the and if there was not a new, more aggressive cancer that got discovered every 10 years or so. Or if we found a way to cure it, or if we found a way to prevent it. Chris Rock said this: the money is not in the cure, the money is in the medicine. And that's what we're trying. I mean, and that's what we're trying to find out with COVID-19. First of all, COVID deaths allow the hospitals to make money. It's not budget neutral. COVID deaths allow nursing homes to make more money. Stories are leaking out that the loved ones that have died in hospitals are being asked when their loved one dies, if they could put COVID death on the death certificate, and then it would split some of the money that they get for treating a COVID patient from the federal government. What? Okay, let me break it down for you public school kids. Grandma dies at a nursing home. The nursing home person comes to you and says, listen, your grandma died. We're really sorry. And we know this won't make up for it. But if you will allow us to put COVID-19 as a possible cause of death on the death certificate, we can give you $1,000. Now, I know that doesn't make it up, but we can give you $1,000, or we can give you $5,000, or whatever the split is. That doesn't make up for it, but it will certainly help in grandma's final expenses. If we could do that, that would be great. And stories are starting to pop up. That's starting to happen. A lot of people I know people now that it's getting that circle is getting closer and closer to, a friend of mine had a cousin that got killed, and they wanted to put COVID on the death certificate. So it isn't like we can even trust the numbers they're giving us. But even with the numbers they're giving us, we're talking about a lethality rate of 3.57%. Where I live right now here in Hillsborough County, where I live, the hub of Fightback Media, the death rate is 1.0753%. Yeah, basically 98.94% of the people who have been diagnosed with COVID are somehow magically and mysteriously still alive. COVID-19 has become an industry. And it's just not the masks, because the masks are a cottage industry all unto themselves. Now watch what I say about masks. All these people who have been sewing these cloth masks in their home, they're going to start getting emails. They're going to start getting letters from health officials saying that they need to stop that unless they can build. They can't sell these masks unless they can build them to certain specifications. Watch what happens. I'm telling you, this is coming to certain specifications. And the only people who will be able to do that will be, I don't know, large companies. And so everybody who thought they had a little cottage industry, you're soon, make as much money as you can now. Be clever. Because soon, those masks you will not be able to sell. And a little bit later down the line, those masks you will not be able to wear. We've already kind of seen that happen. When Walt Disney World opened here in Orlando, you've got to wear a mask. Now, they already had requirements. The cloth mask that a lot of people wear? No, it was not good enough. The cloth mask that they sell at SeaWorld? Not good enough. You have to have a surgical mask on. And they've updated the policy is now you, not only do you have to have a surgical mask on, you've got to have a face covering too, a face shield as well. I can't imagine walking around with a heat index of 106 like it is around here with a damn mask on and a plastic face shield. Gotta have them both. COVID-19 is an industry. And it is, unfortunately, become a political talking point, not a health emergency. SARS was never a political talking point. Ebola was never a political talking point. Swine flu was never a political talking point. HIV did not start off being a political talking point. Nobody was expecting the president to keep people safe from HIV.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
It was not a political football. It was not. However, COVID-19 is a political talking point. And I'll tell you why. It's one word. And I'll give you that word right after we hear from our friend Tim Bryce.
This is Tim Bryce with my column titled, What is the New Normal? A good friend of mine recently told me he has given up on sports for the foreseeable future. This was a bit startling as I knew him to be an ardent fan of Major League Baseball, the NFL, the National Hockey League, and various college sports for many years. However, he gave up on the NBA years ago. He contends the interest in sports was beaten out of him by the news media, COVID-19, and the politicizing of sports. He is so disgusted with it, he won't even read the sports section in the local newspaper anymore. It is that bad. Frankly, I couldn't argue with him, as there are many such changes happening all around us, which is commonly referred to as the new normal. To take this further, on the highways there is no cooperation or courtesy, just individualism leading to angst and hostilities on the road. Instead of paying attention to the road, people are more concerned with texting and talking on their smartphones. Consequently, people clog the express lane, the left lane, and weave in and out of traffic or ride the bumper of the car in front of them. Anything to get ahead, not wait your turn. This is the new normal on our roadways. Customer service is a fallacious concept. There's no longer any sense of keeping the customer happy in order to retain the customer's business, which may lead to additional sales. Nobody cares. It's now a matter of processing the sale as fast as possible and let the customer fight afterwards with voicemail, jail, and the internet. In stores, we now look like hooded thugs. No smiles, no pleasantries, no nothing. The new normal for customer service is look out for number one, meaning the company, leaving the customer to avoid stepping in number two. News is depressing. Many have stopped watching it on television or reading it through official news sources. Not only is a lot of it repetitive, it is predictable as to how it will be interpreted or spun. Consequently, it has lost its integrity and legitimacy. The fact we no longer trust the news is another new normal by which we live by. In our urban areas, gun violence is on the rise, as is thuggish behavior, arson, and looting. In the nation's capital, the rhetoric in Congress is much more visceral and gridlock is commonplace. This, too, is the new normal. Basic courtesy is from a bygone era, such as holding a door open for someone, saying please and thank you, extending a helping hand, and basic charity. All are rapidly fading into the past, as evidenced by a dwindling number of places of worship and nonprofit charities. This will only grow worse as schools are closing in observance of Corona-19 and the politics of teachers' unions. Without schools, children will grow more dependent on technology, and their socialization skills will further deteriorate. This, too, is part of the new normal. The Corona-19 virus is causing people to become somewhat introverted. They hide in houses and avoid human contact of any kind. In addition, companies are no longer allowed to conduct business as usual. Not only does this hurt sales, but it also hinders teamwork, as people are now asked to work from home. All of this, of course, affects our socialization skills. In addition to Corona-19, the cause of the new normal is actually based on a combination of several things, such as declining moral values, an irresponsible media, politics, and a reliance on technology to do the thinking for us. Unfortunately, it showcases the negative side of the human spirit, such as hate, jealousy, spite, greed, and a disregard for cooperation, courtesy, and respect. The new normal is abnormal to those of us who remember the go-go years of the 20th century. In fact, it is rather depressing. Interestingly, cases of anxiety and depression have been steadily increasing prior to 2020, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it spike in this election year. The new normal is not about something as banal as tattoos, body piercings, orange hair, or vernacular. It is about our ability to socialize effectively, something that is radically declining as we are asked to choose sides in political ideology. It is a callous attitude regarding our fellow human beings and an egocentric view of our perceived individual importance. No, the new normal does not include cooperation, sacrifice, teamwork, or friendliness, but rather it involves confrontation, combativeness, ridicule, selfishness, and a sense of entitlement. So where did this come from? Look no further than the baby boomers who failed at raising their children responsibly, along with the media and far left who have been trying to change our moral values for years. I would like to believe our attitudes will change following the November 3rd election, that we will somehow snap out of it, but I know this simply will not happen. Everything is drifting on the wind. Our choice is rather simple. We either accept the new normal and allow the country to chart a new course, or reject it by saying, enough is enough, and take on the task of correcting it. Understand this. It is not so much what the older generation wants to do. It is ultimately up to the younger generation. All the elders can do is offer advice and vote. Friends, keep the faith. This is Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it. While Tim was going on, I was thinking about COVID. I was thinking about COVID-19. I was thinking about that it is, again, become an industry and it's become a political talking point. It's become a line of political delineation with masks and those of us who dare question the official numbers and the official anything, those of us who dare question it, who simply ask a question, are simply tinfoil hat wearing Trump MAGA supporters, blah, 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 you know, knuckle dragging. And frankly, that's not it. We're just questioning the response to the numbers. I am looking at a spreadsheet that I've been keeping for almost 30 days here since June 27th, and I'm looking at the results for the 25th of July. The survival rate, which never gets published because it doesn't push the agenda, it's hard to even get the death rate. But the survival rate is 98.924%. It's hard to get people to wear masks. It's hard to get people to mask up. It's hard to get people to do all the things that you want them to do. It's hard to get people to agree with shutting down bars and restaurants. It's hard to get people to shutting down their society. It's hard to get people from doing the things they normally do if the survival rate is 98%. It is now 12:54 a.m. here on the East Coast, and it's Sunday. And again, as I was listening to Tim Bryce, timbryce.com, I was thinking about the order in Utah, that went to the Supreme Court, and how the church is lost thanks to John Roberts. Ouch. I believe Roberts was a Bush appointee. sort of makes a lot of sense. Utah was fighting against an order that basically said that churches could not have gatherings under any circumstances, no matter how big the room, no matter how much social distance, no matter how much masked up you were, any more than 50 people. Now, there isn't any such restrictions on, I don't know, casinos, grocery stores, no such restrictions on the Lowe's, no such great such restrictions on the Home Depots. But churches, no matter how big the building, and you know some of these buildings are huge. You could put 50 people in, spread them all around, and you look around and you think this building is empty. No matter how social distanced, no matter how masked, 50. Well, I'm curious as to see what happens tomorrow or later today in Utah and in California. Now, we've not faced the very same thing here in Florida. There have been local fiefdoms that have tried to restrict how churches can meet. And unfortunately, there are still churches where I live that have not met in their buildings as a congregation since March. I'm going to tell you that's not good. It's not good. It's not good for the church. It's not good for the people in the church. And it's also not good in the sense that your local mayor or city council doesn't have any jurisdiction on how you practice your faith. They've got no jurisdiction there. They don't. Let alone Governor Newsom, who basically said, yeah, y'all can meet, but you can't sing or chant. So you're telling me how to practice my religion? You're telling me how to practice my faith by some gubernatorial edict? You've got to be flipping kidding me, right? I'm going to leave you guys with this. The world, the country in particular, but the world in general, has been for a while looking for someone to stand up and push back. And that someone is the church. I'm not talking, when I say the church, I don't mean the Catholic Church. Please, when I say the church, get the vision of the Pope out of your mind, especially when it concerns me, because I don't have a Pope. But the church, the body, better start standing up, and better start standing up now. Understand this, and I'll let you guys go tonight. Whoever is the vanguard, the tip of the spear, is most likely to lose everything. And I understand that, and you better understand it too. The tip of the spear, the vanguard, is most likely to lose the most. Most likely to lose everything. But as you think about a spear, it's the spearhead that takes the most damage as the rest of the spear and the shaft goes into the target. It is the spearhead that takes the brunt and most of the damage. So we got to be willing to take the hit. My name is Willie Lawson. This is Fight Back Media 2020 Wrap. We appreciate you being here today. Check us out on fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Check out all the stuff we do on the website. If you're listening to this program and you're hearing it on Blog Talk Radio, please check out all the programs on Blog Talk Radio that we've been doing for the past, I don't know, golly, since 2008. And again, check out the website. And on there are links to websites of my friends, Paul Swanson of the Swanson Report, theswansonreport.net, I believe it is. And of course, Tim Bryce, timbryce.com. My friends Kevin and Janelle Batts at River River TV and 46 News. And of course, my main man, Zoe Rachel, bronzeserpent.com, bronzeserpent.com. And there may be more. All right, so until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.